If we are wrong about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction, said Prime Minister Tony Blair before Congress on Thursday, we will have destroyed a threat that, at its very least, is responsible for inhumane carnage and suffering.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush was not ready to concede the possibility of having invaded Iraq on a wrong premise. We won't be proven wrong, he said, standing next to Blair at the White House. But a school of thought is beginning to emerge that Saddam Hussein was not so much covering up his possession of banned weapons as his lack of them. The Wall Street Journal reported on Friday that in 1990, weeks before the Gulf War, Iraqi scientists ran an unsuccessful test of a biological agent called ricin made from castor beans and then scrapped the program. In the Washington Post, columnist David Ignatius speculates that Saddam Hussein's science advisor, Amir Saadi, and Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz are being kept under wraps by the American authorities because they might testify that the dictator had long since destroyed his weapons of mass destruction. Why, then, would he have not disclosed that to the United Nations inspectors? Presumably, says Ignatius, because he would lose a deterrent to attack by his Kurdish and Shiite enemies. The New Republic magazine goes further in a major article based partly on interviews with Iraqi scientists. It says that fear of Saddam kept scientists from telling him of weapons programs that failed or were scrapped. If the weapons were gone, then why didn't Saddam cooperate with UN inspectors to prove that and possibly avert an invasion? The consensus among the weapons hunters, says the New Republic, is that Saddam didn't want to appear weak at home, and that uncertainty about the weapons could serve as a deterrent to American forces. The president insists the stockpiles of weapons will eventually be found. Blair says the piles of bodies are enough to justify the war. The argument about why the war goes on. This is Daniel Shore.